B-Pod Studios.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's been a long week.
What do you got planned for the weekend?
Not a thing.
Not a thing.
Not a thing.
What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to stay home.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Are you mocking me?
That's the Big Ten 4.
Oh, really?
What are your plans?
We're going to party like it's 1999.
Okay, okay. We need to look at a calendar.
No, we don't.
I need a drink. Where's the booze?
Let the party begin.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:39. It's going to be a cloudy start today. It's a little bit sticky.
Yeah.
Slight chance of rain, a high of 81 today. And now rain continues tomorrow. Thunder possible. 83?
Yeah.
Muggy. Sunday, 70. So there you go.
Did you enjoy summer?
Did you enjoy summer?
I did.
It was nice.
Lovely.
It was nice.
Like all 60s next
3 days
right?
Summer.
Yeah.
Anywho, so it is Friday. Going into another weekend?
With no plans. I'm actually thinking about playing Scrabble.
Wow.
Like, that's where my life is right now.
Yeah,
this is where it is. I'm like, okay, where's the Scrabble? And maybe we can play a game.
You
got
to get somebody to play with, though.
Dave doesn't like it. He likes backgammon.
I like backgammon.
You guys are 100.
Wow.
I mean, backgammon.
Yeah.
He taught me how to play, and then I forgot.
Well,
so,
can I
which means I'm 100.
But backgammon, I know why Dave likes it. Backgammon's a game you can play with drinks. So you have some nice cocktails, you play backgammon.
You can't play Scrabble with drinks?
Scrabble with drinking has got to be ridiculous. You can't spell when you've had a few drinks.
Yes, you can.
Anything goes. Spell fjord.
I can, but I'm not drinking.
I think
it opens your mind to more words.
You think so?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. More fun words.
Yeah, exactly.
What am I going to do with this cue? Tequila.
Right. See?
That's good. Okay.
So well, that's what it's come to.
If you
Scrabble.
Think that is boomer time, I wanted to find a puzzle to do. Beginning in quarantine.
Yeah, we've already done all our puzzles.
Can I borrow one? I don't
I
have
hate
any.
Hate a puzzle.
What are you going to do with the puzzle once you've built it? It stacks up. So once you bring it in, I'll
sanitize it.
Play at home.
You like a puzzle?
I haven't done it in 20 years.
We've been doing a bunch of them.
I
used to do it with my grandmother.
I walk into a house and see a puzzle, and I'm like, bang a yui.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I can. It frustrates me so much.
I used to be a brat when I was a kid.
When I was a kid?
Yeah. I would just pocket a piece.
would?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What kind of monster are you?
It's the youngest child syndrome.
You would pocket a piece of the puzzle?
Yeah.
Would you ever give it back?
Oh, yeah, when everybody was looking for the last piece.
Oh, I found it.
I
finished the puzzle.
Baby.
Good times.
Oh, look at you, Bobby.
He's
such a wonderful little
such
boy.
A smart
found
boy.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, my
he
God.
He always finds the last piece.
Oh, that's great. So I'll do it with your puzzle.
Oh, voice.
Maybe I won't give you all the pieces.
Oh, come on. Hey, that's no fun. Busted me. Anyway, so it is Friday. Here we go. Stick around. We have an awesome show planned today. Because
we do?
Great.
Oh, you weren't?
Can't wait.
I didn't tell you?
No.
Okay. Well, it's
going to
be awesome.
Am I going home?
No, I didn't know we were aiming that high, Bob.
I'm trying to hype this.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I can't wait.
It's going to be
fast.
Fasten
your seatbelts, everybody.
Right home about.
We're going to have rockets. It's LBF.
Yeah.
I have an idea for you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
If Dave, if you guys do your fabulous quarantini videos tonight, I have just a cocktail for you.
Really?
Uh-huh. Tomorrow is National Mint Julep Day.
Oh, I actually went to the Derby.
There you go.
And that's where they have mint juleps. Yeah. And I learned how to make one at a distillery.
Ah.
Maker's Mark Distillery.
Oh, I know you have
Maker's
Mark.
You got to slap the mint.
Oh,
that's the key.
Slap the mint.
Slap the mint.
Slap
the mint. Yep.
Tomorrow.
What are you guys doing this weekend?
Yeah.
Slapping the mint.
Slapping the mint.
Ooh, a little Scrabble and slapping the mint.
That sounds like a weekend.
Nice.
It's made with bourbon, whiskey, mint, water, sugar.
Yeah.
And slap your mint.
Yes, it's simple, syrup. Sugar.
All right, so there you have it. There, just an idea.
It's a great idea.
Quarantine.
In fact, even if I don't make it,
you're just going to slap the mint anyway.
I'm going to slap the mint anyway.
LBF.
Yeah.
I have an idea for you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
With Dave, if you guys do your fabulous quarantini videos tonight,
yeah.
I have just a cocktail for you.
Really?
Uh-huh. Tomorrow is National Mint Julep Day.
Oh, that's I actually went to the Gerby.
There you go.
And that's where they have mint juleps. Yeah. And I learned how to make one at a distillery.
Ah.
Maker's Mark Distillery.
Oh, I know you have
Maker's Mark. You got to slap the mint.
Oh,
that's the key.
Slap the mint.
Slap the mint.
Slap the mint.
Yep.
Yeah, tomorrow.
What are you guys doing this weekend?
Yeah.
Slapping the mint.
Slapping the mint.
Ooh, a little Scrabble and slapping the mint.
That sounds like a weekend.
Nice.
It's made with bourbon whiskey, mint, water, sugar.
Yeah.
And slap your mint.
Yes, it's simple syrup sugar.
All right, so there you have it. There, just an idea.
It's a great idea.
Quarantine.
In fact, yeah, even if I don't make it, don't
you're just going to slap the mint anyway.
I'm going to slap the mint anyway. Yeah,
now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, it's 6:18 and cool things brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy. Want the same internet but more privacy? DuckDuckGo has got you covered. They help millions of people like you get privacy online without any trade-offs. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. All right, LBF.
Okay, what if Tom Brady's was stretched 20 inches and now you can own it?
What? What?
That's that's my story and
did
I'm sticking
to it. Did
we
clear this?
We cleared it.
All right. Wow. Okay. Brian Bell, top that.
I don't know that I can, but one of your favorite candies is
21.
Coming back.
Yeah. Oh,
we're
good.
Only weeks away from
I like
the return
it.
Of a classic.
I like it. And tonight, 6 o'clock, there's a free concert.
Oh, nice.
Do you like a free concert?
I love a free concert.
Yeah.
Can
okay.
I watch it from my family room?
You can.
All right.
From Fenway.
Even
the pie.
Better. Oh, nice. Oh.
Yeah. It's going to be a concert.
That's great.
Tell you who it is.
Good, I can't wait.
I can tell. All right, let's hear it.
Okay, what if Tom Brady's was stretched 20 inches and now you can own it? He is a pliable person, and so is his Cadillac.
Careful.
Yes, Cadillac Escalade ESV 2018 Custom on the market for $300,000.
Jeez.
Yeah, it includes a 32-inch flat-screen TV, that's small, reclining seats, and and a mobile internet router.
Oh, nice.
It's custom, no.
Yeah.
So he stretched it 20 inches.
You know, I'll tell you this. When you stretch that long, it does make a difference.
Yeah.
20 inches.
I would imagine it would.
Yeah, wow. You'll notice the difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yes, you will.
You can do much more with it.
Exactly. There's a lot of seating.
Yeah.
He actually wrote, "Parting ways with my Becker ESV won't be easy. From day one, it became my sanctuary from outside noise. I took pride in picking out all the customizations of the ESV, from the trim of the seats to the color of the rug. With such limited time in my busy schedule, the ESV gave me those extra minutes to study my playbook, make phone calls, and be with my family."
From Brookline to Foxborough?
Is that when, immediately, my productivity went up and my stress came down.
Wow.
I hope the next owner will take great care of her. She will always be part of the Brady family.
Is it like a charity auction or something?
Yeah,
No, that's what it doesn't seem to be. And I'm like, Tom Brady, we're in the midst of a pandemic, and you're selling your Cadillac ESV for $300,000. Put in the fine print that it's going to some other
I don't think
charity.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, he's taking a loss on his house if he sells that.
Poor guy.
He's got to recover.
He doesn't really.
I'd throw that in with a house. And
yeah, right. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, we all remember the Necco Candy Company. They shuttered a couple of years ago, and they auctioned off the equipment. Well, the Spangler Candy Company bought the recipe for the good old Necco wafers.
Love it.
And they're bringing them
what
back.
Is it? The recipe, dust and water.
Dust, a little sawdust.
No.
You
love a Necco wafer.
You like dusty candy that comes in a roll.
Yeah, the black ones.
They're bringing back. Here are the 8 all-time flavors. Lemon, lime, orange, clove, cinnamon, wintergreen, licorice, and chocolate.
Wait a minute. So clove isn't the black one?
No,
that's
clove
the brown
is
one.
That's the brown.
Nope. Clove is the light purple.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Wintergreen is the pink. Licorice, dark gray.
Those
chocolate
are good.
Is the brown one. So
they don't taste like.
They
the
will.
Does,
maybe
though.
They'll taste better now that there's this whole new company making them.
They remind me of communion wafers sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Every time you eat them, you say amen?
Yeah, right.
Nice nostalgia to having them come back. So
nice.
They will be hitting shelves June 2020. That's like you know,
one
a couple
bright
of days.
Spot.
They're going to be in Walgreens, CVS, Big Lots, all major like drugstores and grocery chains will have them. So keep an eye out.
You know what's amazing about that? You took Necco's for granted, didn't you? When they were around, you took them for granted. Now you're going to run to the nearest store
I'm
to buy as
many. I'm not going to run.
That won't
I'm
get
not
you
going running. To run.
Well, okay. I'm going to.
Right? You are.
I took them for
My
granted.
Mom loved them, too.
Yeah, so your mom and I have similar taste buds.
You like Fireballs and you like black licorice.
Yes, yeah. So I don't know what that says about
you're
us.
You're weird.
All right.
Horrible tasting candy. Yes.
That's right. We can't all have Puy de whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Puy de whatever.
Puy de more.
Wells of love.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You guys want to go to a concert?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Okay.
Yeah. It's coming to you.
Oh.
Yes. Here's a concert that's coming to you. You don't have to go to it. Now, that's my kind of show.
I know.
All right. The Dropkick Murphys announced that tonight, 6 o'clock in Boston at Fenway Park, they're doing a concert, and it's going to be absolutely free. They'd like you to make some donations if you can. They'll all go for the great cause, Boston Resiliency Fund, Habitat for Humanity, Humanity, rather. Not for humidity.
Yeah,
right.
I don't
need
that. We have a lot of that. No, enough of that.
Free.
And Feeding America. So you can go to dropkickmurphys.com. Ken Casey's, of course, lead singer, all ramped up, excited because he has a special guest.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
The boss is coming.
Our boss?
Yeah.
I didn't know he could sing.
No, he can't, no. The boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, that boss.
Is going to
the
chime
boss.
In
really?
During the show tonight. It's free.
Virtually.
Virtually chime in.
Okay.
No fans in the stands, but they're going to rock it. You know what? The Dropkick Murphys did a show when this all
started. St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
And they were awesome.
It was
yeah,
fun.
St. Patrick's Day. Oh. Without an audience. And they
well,
were
that's
so
good. Now they're pros at this.
So it's good. Anyway, 6 o'clock tonight. Stream it. Enjoy it. Go to dropkickmurphys.com.
I'll watch it while I play Scrabble.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You're lying.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. So, hey, that was Sting sending out his SOS. LBF. Was he your favorite hunky 80s rock star, or were you Bon Jovi kind of guy? Axel?
Oh, my God,
Rose,
no,
Guns
no, no,
N'
no,
Roses?
No, those, no. Who,
any posters
they scared
on the
me.
Wall?
Who'd
you
yeah,
have?
You know what was the poster? Two posters. One was a musician and one was not.
Duran Duran.
No.
Huh.
Nope, they were all too manly. It was actually Michael Jackson. He had this white and yellow suit.
Yeah.
And he was just very...
Uh-huh.
Very
fancy.
Ironically safe looking.
Yes.
And and so I and I liked him because he wasn't scary, like big hair
like
and
Axel.
Like
and
yeah, they were like
Slash
I'm like, oh, they're gonna no.
They're gonna what?
No. No.
You didn't
I
like
had,
a man with bigger hair than yours?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And I was little
something.
In the 80s. Like I was like a 10, 11,
yeah,
you
right?
know, so
yeah.
But I did have the poster of Rob Lowe. In, yeah. Without the with the tank top and the suit.
Yeah.
Oh God, he was so cute. I like Ricky Schroeder for crying out loud.
Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah, I was like, don't touch me.
Yeah, just a couple of silver spoons.
She's like, you're like in the NFL draft. You're like a safe pick.
Yes.
Yes. You know,
yes. I've never liked the bad boy
no,
ever. I'm like,
nice.
That guy's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah. solid safe pick.
Yep.
All right, that happens. So it is Friday, in case you guys have forgotten. Well, I mean, this has been making the rounds on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Thank God. Thank God. It is?
Yeah, Friday.
It's Friday.
I guess. Oh, the only that. Reason I know is because of the song.
You going to whoop it up?
I'm going to whoop it up like Vicki Gunvalson.
Yeah, you like to whoop it up.
Middle-aged, I'm going to get middle-aged drunk.
Yeah. Oh, middle-aged crazy. Gonna get middle-aged crazy tonight. Nighty night. It's 9 o'clock. Let's be real, okay? But cautionary tale. Cautionary tale
Please.
For you who like to have fun on the weekends. It may be the phrase swing from the chandeliers
right.
has always sound enticing to you. Has it?
Sure.
Swinging from the chandelier.
Wow.
Would you like to hear what happens? When someone actually swings.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You sure?
Yes, I do.
This is going to break you. You'll never want to swing again.
Okay.
Okay. Here it is. This is a real sound from a woman swinging from the proverbial chandelier.
Okay. Love after love. Mm-hmm.
Down goes Frazier.
Wow.
Oh, my Fred. God. I got to see that video. That's going to
that
be
great?
Love after love.
There you have it.
Do you think she's okay?
Swinging.
Wow.
That didn't sound like a soft landing.
She's from Scotland. She's
I don't
fine.
Think she was feeling any pain.
Oh, my God.
Scottish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That explains it. That explains it.
Yeah. I'm they don't Scottish.
Have,
we know.
They don't have very strong chandeliers.
No.
There.
Yes.
So, yeah, everybody knows that.
To swing. Okay. Oh, all righty. LBF, let's get to the laundry. What's happening?
Well, this is very interesting to me. What rock star is spending his quarantine tap dancing?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Rock
shuffling
star
off to Buffalo.
Ooh.
Maxi hey. Ford breaks and all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. Is he keeping it peppy?
He's keeping it peppy.
All right.
That's what you got to do.
As we find out in 10 minutes who that rock star is.
Shuffle ball
just
change.
Turned in his rock star card, but that's fine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's piling up. We got to do the dirty laundry.
It is. It's a light load today.
Oh, I like a light load.
So,
you know, comes
you know,
out cleaner.
Right.
There
it's
you
true.
Go.
Don't use too much water.
Goes in dirty, comes out clean.
All right, who's tap dancing? What rock star is learning how to tap dance during quarantine?
Do we want to know?
Yeah, we do. I love tap dancing.
Okay.
I took tap for like 10 years.
I would love to see that show.
Oh, my God. I do a dance to the Rainbow Connection that I still remember.
Brian, why are we just learning that we have a tap dancer here?
Oh, yeah. I have a tap dancer. I have tap shoes in my house that fit me. Like, literally. I took tap maybe, like, 15 years ago.
Lauren.
In Boston. And I would go to tap class, and then I'd go to J.J. Foley's and drink some beers.
How have you hidden this from us?
Well, I'm a layered person, Bob.
Wow. That's just the... You know, another layer of the onion.
Yes.
Unpeeled.
Yep.
She tap dances. Wait till our next show live.
Right?
When we go out in public.
All right. Besides that, Madonna's in trouble because she's tone deaf. Want to know why? So, I mean, first of all, she posed in a picture this last weekend where she was in a bra and you could see all the goods, everything.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't mention that before.
Sorry.
I didn't mention that and taps.
I'll give you a minute. Go Google that. I was on her Instagram if you want.
Okay.
She's facing backlash for her insensitive tribute to George Floyd, the man who was killed in Minneapolis. She shared this video of her 14-year-old David Banda dancing to Michael Jackson's song, They Don't Care About Us. And she wrote, as news of George Floyd's brutal murder travels around the world, my son David dances in honor to pay tribute to George and his family and all acts of racism and discrimination that happen on a daily basis in America. And then why do people even post anything? Because he came under fire with some calling her out of touch. I mean, saying that her son dancing is not going to force change. But she's just, I mean, it... She's just trying to say to the world, this is what we are acknowledging this and whatnot. Madonna is so out of touch in so many other ways that this one isn't the Madonna, you know, hill to die on, I don't think. She's so strange. I was watching her do a video dance the other day in her closet, which was like the biggest, giantest closet. And there were wigs in the background. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the background of people's posts.
Yeah, you're
I don't
into
care
that.
What
I
they're
know.
Saying.
I want it.
I'm like, whatever, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, what is with that wig?
Right.
And why do you have so many shoes?
Is she in New York? Is that where she's doing the quarantine?
Mm-hmm. I think so, which must be
over Central
very
Park.
Stressful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, being in New York, you have to admit that that's kind of...
Well, I know, but I don't think she's walking the streets.
No, I don't think she is walking.
Just saying.
She'd videotape it. She videotapes everything. Okay, so who's doing it? Spending his quarantine tap dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Alice
is a tap
Cooper
dancer.
Is a tap dancer.
Wow.
I can see that.
So they got a friend
who's
a tap dancer. Mm. And every Wednesday night, he has an hour-long class. So the whole family, the Cooper family, goes in the backyard where they have this plywood on the ground. Mm-hmm. One time I went to a party, and it was my neighbor's party, and they were all musicians, and someone brought their own plywood, and they tap danced in the middle of the living room. It was off the hook. I loved it.
That's a party, right?
It was the best
party.
It was the best
party, like a Canton party.
Whatever.
That is a party.
And so everyone's got tap shoes on.
Kids weren't tap dancing. Were you?
Alice Cooper.
Then John Lithgow came in, broke it up.
Oh, God.
Diane Weiss was like, "Please let them tap dance." My wife and daughters are professional dancers," said Alice Cooper, and they're way ahead of me. But every Wednesday night is tap night. He's 72 years old.
He's a hell of a golfer.
Is
you
he?
Know that? Oh, he's
yes,
scratch
I think
golfer.
I knew that.
Yeah,
what's
he's good.
What's a scratch golfer mean?
I mean, his handicap's probably 2 or 3, which is close to pro, which is probably pro level.
He's a golfer with an itch.
Yeah, they do.
Gets into a lot of poison ivy.
Yeah, right? I think, yeah, tap dancing.
I don't know where the phrase comes from.
I know, it's way
But
weird.
He is a scratch golfer, which is what you know, thrive to be.
You do.
Or strive to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't thrive. You strive to be.
You thrive if you're a tap dancer.
There you have it.
I think tap dancing's great. Brian Bell's wife tap dances.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's right.
Well, I see a show coming.
Plenty of tap shoes in our house.
I got a top hat and a cane.
Jeez.
I hope it's glittery.
My wife tap danced as a kid, too, a little bit.
Tap danced as a kid?
Yeah, when she was little, she tap danced. Yeah.
Right. So you need to buy her some tap shoes.
I think we've
My
got
wife
a show.
Was recently in an adult tap
club.
Yeah, see,
wow.
I didn't take it that far. Yeah. There are levels of tap dancing.
Sounds like
I
a
did
show.
Take a class.
It was a show.
Next time we get together, we had the three ladies would have to do some tap dancing.
Uh-huh.
And you know where we can send you? Right down here. That would be fun.
Where?
Electric.
Oh,
Avenue.
Here.
We're gonna tap.
I needed that little
tap down and electric.
Yeah.
No,
I can do that.
It sounds hot. Doesn't it?
I'm gonna get some of my videos.
You have to.
Yeah. Me
need,
tap dancing.
I need to see that.
Yeah,
that's. Did I just say that? Okay. Yeah, it's Friday. That means we do our social distance dedication. So here's how it works. If there's somebody you think is doing just amazing things, or maybe even small things that people might not notice. But you did.
Little acts of kindness.
That's it. We want to hear from you. So give us a call, 888-410-1057. You can take over the radio.
Yeah.
With a social distance dedication. Do shout outs.
Yes, exactly.
They're fun. Okay? So we'll do those the next half hour. And just thank you to frontline workers. A lot of graduations, too.
Yeah. Can I give a shout out?
Go ahead.
To the class of 2020 in Canton High School. They're going to have their graduation parade tomorrow from 9 o'clock, I think, to 10 o'clock. And so all the kids are going to be in their individual cars, and they're going to ride around the town.
That's great.
So well, that's nice.
It's something.
I think they're passing by my house, too. So
there you
I'm
go.
I'm going to wave.
Main road.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, West Bridgewater.
Truck crew living.
We're doing ours today. West Bridgewater
is
today at 4 o'clock. I'm going to take the kids down to the end of the street.
That's
wave
nice.
Wave from a safe distance.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
Maybe throw candy.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll throw candy at us.
Well,
we'll
find
out.
Don't
touch it. Just wash it first.
Sanitize it. We'll just throw hand sanitizer.
There it is. 888-410-1057. You can do a shout out.
And now it's time for another WROR Social Distance Dedication.
WROR Social Distance Dedication.
Here's Bob Bronson.
Well, thank you, Casey.
Hey.
It's time to let the audience take over the show.
Yeah.
With social distance dedications. It's fun. So all you have to do is give us a call, 888-410-1057. Tell us who you want to shout out. Maybe they're doing something on the front line. Maybe they're graduating today from school, high school, college, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, could I actually shout out, because on our street, Lydia Ventresco, she's a senior at West Bridgewater, and West Bridgewater's doing their senior parade through town today, so I'm going to take the kids out. She used to babysit for us when we could have babysitters.
Oh, my God,
sorry.
Lydia.
Oh, those were the days.
You better hang on to Lydia.
It's been so long.
When you needed a babysitter.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. All right, so that's a good one, Brian. 888-410-1057. First up is Bob. He's a grandpa. All right.
Oh,
all right.
Bob.
All right, Bob. So Someone you want to shout out to? Who is it?
Yeah, he's my grandson. His name is Ethan Waldron. He graduated from Halifax High School down in Virginia. And he was actually born on 9/11.
Oh, my
so
God.
So he's gone through some tough times on his great days. You know, it's incredible. He's just a great kid.
Boy, we forget. There are kids who were actually born that day.
Yes, right, exactly.
What time
yes.
was he born? Before or after the attack?
He was born at 3:06 in the morning, and wow. 6 hours later, the world blew up on television.
Right. Well, thank you so much. He sounds like a great guy.
Thank you for having me.
Are you Grandpa Pop? What's your name?
No, I'm just Bob Bob.
Bob Bob. I love it. That's great.
Why did I think of that? I'm Pop. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
All right, Bob Bob.
Have a great day, you guys. Thank you.
It sounds like I got a stuttering issue there. Hey, Jack, who do you want to shout out?
I'd just like to echo a shout out to the entire staff at the Winthrop School in Ipswich. I won't mention anyone in particular, just as a group. They've been busting their back pay butter knives and doing a great job during this pandemic, and they deserve recognition.
Oh, great.
Good one, Jack.
Yeah, he's man, you're a pro. Good.
Professional shout-out.
Can't do this a lot.
And secondarily, while I'm with you guys, a shout-out to my hero, President John F. Kennedy. Today would have been his 103rd birthday.
Oh, my
God. Oh, wow, thanks.
Nice, good one.
JFK, 103.
True emblem of what a world leader really looks like.
Wow. Right. And your name's Jack, too.
Yeah, so yeah. there you go.
Indeed.
I see it's all coming together.
I got Jackie right. Gleason and Jack Nicholson and Jack Nicholas going for me, too.
Can't go wrong.
No,
that,
you
Jack.
Can't.
Good job. All right, Jack. Have a great day.
Have a
day.
Good one.
Bye-bye. There he is. Jack, 103 today. John Kennedy. Holy
yeah.
cow.
Yeah. Well.
He probably still would have had great hair.
Probably.
Yeah. Best presidential hair in quite a while, you got to say.
Yeah, he had. Yeah.
Full
head. Full head of hair.
Full guy.
He sure had energy.
Yes, Jack did.
Anywho.
Yes. 103. Happy birthday, Jack.
And now it's time for another WROR Social Distance Dedication.
WROR Social Distance Dedication.
Here's Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Casey. All right, so we're doing social distance dedications today. You can take over the show, 888-410-1057. That was kind of a cool one that Jack just did.
Yes.
Jack's a big fan of JFK.
Yep.
And he told us it would have been JFK's 103rd birthday today.
I know.
Wow.
Go drive by his library across the street here.
Right.
You can just drive by.
Just drive by
just
and
drive
wave.
By. There you go. Wave. All right. So we got that. Let's go to the phone. Hi, WROR. Good morning. What do you got?
Yeah. Can I give a shout out to Marilyn Monroe?
I see what you did there.
Yeah. one goes with the other.
Yeah. Well.
Only if you sing Happy Birthday to Jack.
Right.
I'll do that offline. Okay.
Okay.
See you later.
That's funny.
All right. Patty, you have a social distance dedication you want to make.
I do. I work for Beth Israel Lady Health Home, VNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to shout out to all my colleagues that we're all seeing patients installing telemonitoring
yeah.
equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. And we're seeing COVID positive patients. Wow.
Okay, Patty, thank you so much. We appreciate that shout out.
Okay? You're welcome.
They're seeing COVID-19 positive patients. Mm. But that's all telemarketing. Thank God.
Telehealth,
rather.
Same diff.
Yeah, no,
they're
wrong.
All selling something.
No,
right.
That's it.
No, that's. Right. I think that's really great way.
I think it's going to be the future anyway of seeing your doctor in a lot of ways.
Well, I mean, when you're sick, you don't want to leave the house, too. Mm, and then, you know.
I'm telling you, we were talking about this yesterday, my wife and I, about how it's the Jetsons.
It totally is.
We are living the Jetsons. I mean, we are flying.
Where's my robot that's going to make dinner then?
Well, that can happen.
With the little apron.
Little Rosie. I think it was Rosie.
Yeah.
But yeah, telehealth, you're zooming in.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So we got through faster than we thought. Okay, so we'll leave the phone lines open if you want to make a social distance dedication. A lot of kids graduating today. Not ideal, but they're doing it. So if you have, you said Canton's graduating today.
Think of it this way. It would have been wicked sweaty under those polyester cap and gowns.
You've been muggy today.
Right.
Yeah,
hair would have been terrible.
But kids now, though, they wear shorts and flip-flops underneath their... And that's the guy.
How do you know? What's wrong with you, Bob?
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 7:30. It's Bob Bronson, LBF. And Brian, and weather with an attitude today. Cloudy skies this morning. And then a slight chance of rain, a high of 81. But like you just said, LBF, if you had a graduation gown today, it's going to stick to you.
You need more attitude with an attitude.
All right, go ahead.
You got to be like, it's gross today. Your hair's going to look gross. Don't go outside. All your cabinets are going to stick. It's gross. It's gross.
The doors don't shut.
Put on your air conditioning and pretend it's winter.
Yeah, so there's your weather. Tonight, cloudy with a stray thunderstorm possible. Hopefully that'll cool things
down.
You
gotta do like this. Like,
no,
even more annoying.
Yeah.
It's gonna rain tonight.
Okay. It's weather with an attitude. All right. Tomorrow, rain showers, LBF. Thunder possible and a high of 83. How do you feel about that?
It's gonna be sticky. It's gonna be wet. It's the weekend, even though it doesn't feel like it. And you're not gonna be able to do things you wanted to do, like go outside.
So you
know what?
There's your weather with an edge from LBF. Anyway, Sunday's nice.
Mother Nature.
Sunday. It's going to be 70 degrees, sunny skies.
Okay, good.
You got that going for you. Boston Marathon was canceled yesterday, the first time ever, and it's 124 years?
Yeah, it's a shame.
What is a virtual marathon? They're going to do that.
Yeah, you run your, it's kind of like Pan Mass Challenge, virtual ride. It's a similar thing. You do it on your own thing with your, run tracker, and you do your... run, and if you do it under 6 hours, I believe, on the marathon, you get a bib and a shirt and all that kind of stuff.
But, oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, and it's still going to be like in September.
Well, the good news rescheduled is an American thing will probably win this year, I would think.
I don't know. Can you?
Are they coming in from?
No one's coming. It's all virtual.
It's all virtual.
They can do it at home.
It's all virtual. Do it from wherever you want.
Yes, exactly.
So I have a chance.
So what you're saying?
Yes, I have a chance to win the marathon.
Just do a mile a week.
You're doing a week. that's a marathon.
That's no much better.
There you have it. All right, let's see what's in the laundry coming up. LBF.
I don't know why Meghan Markle and Prince Harry moved here because they're just annoyed at the press here.
Oh,
as
so
they
we're
going
to do dirty laundry with an edge too. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm in a mood.
You are in a mood. The sea witch is not happy. Let us say that.
Sea witch is coming out of her shell.
Tomorrow the sea witch dies, goes away.
Well, here's the thing, Bob. Yeah. I'm going to get my hair colored and cut, but they're not doing blowouts. So I'm going to have a sea witch. It's going to be au naturel. Look at your face. You're like, poor thing.
I love it.
I look like David Coverdale.
Great rock star.
He's a man.
Last we checked. Okay, there we have it. Yeah, 7:46. LBF, what you got for dirty laundry?
Okay, there's a rock star who is learning to tap dance during quarantine, and I love that story.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I don't know why Meghan and Harry decided to leave England and the bright spotlight of being a royal only to move to L.A., where it's like riddled with paparazzi.
Just to get away from it all.
I mean, that's just, it makes no sense.
Right.
It's like when I'm talking to Lucy, I'm like, you make no sense. What?
Right.
I mean, like, so this is what's happening now. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they love this new L.A. paradise, but now they're complaining to police because there are drones flying all over their Beverly Hills mansion. So many of those words, Hollywood, L.A., Beverly Hills.
What
this is where you
think?
Go to get attention.
Yes.
You know where you go? Like, if you don't want any attention?
Nova Scotia?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Idaho.
Yeah.
They were good when they were out in Canada. I'm like, all right.
That's what I thought.
But
there wasn't enough action.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. I think
how many hikes in the woods can you take?
Anyway.
Yeah, stop it. I love it, right?
They're taking, the drones are probably taking pictures, whatnot, and they are saying it's a terror threat. It's leaving them rattled, and they've reported at least 5 drones flying over their property as low as 20 feet.
That would get annoying, but yeah. You move to where it's going to happen.
Just have to get yourself a net gun.
Right.
Right.
That's it.
What's
bird
a net
shot?
Gun?
No, a gun that shoots a net.
That is awesome.
Poor Annette. What did she do wrong?
No. I saw the guys on Dude Perfect. They were shooting down drones with them. Like a net.
Wow. That's a great idea.
Wiley Coyote had one.
Yeah. My husband Dave is very upset about the squirrels because we put in bird feeders.
Yeah.
He wants to take them all down now.
He wants a little BB gun?
No, but he doesn't want a BB gun. He can't do it. He's like, that's the thing. He's a big Italian guy with a big heart.
It might
put your head in the oven, but but he's not going to kill a squirrel. Yeah. But a net gun would be good.
Yeah, well, what's he going to do? Then he's going to take him out to the woods.
Put him in the trunk.
Put him in the trunk.
You can drive a squirrel an hour away. They'll come back.
No.
They find their way back.
Well, challenge accepted.
Okay, go for it.
Really? You've all tried that?
Yeah. I've tried to orientate them.
All right, finally, what rock star?
He gets one and he sprays their tail green.
Okay.
So then you'll know.
Okay.
You take it out 20 miles away,
and then
old green tail will be back.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I don't believe
try, no,
it.
No, try it.
All right.
Try it.
Guess who is spending his quarantine tap dancing? None other.
Bob Bronson.
Yes. That's what I'm doing.
You should.
Can you imagine this guy tapping?
Me and my shadow. You'd be like, me and my shadow.
You ever see the movie Chicago?
Yes.
With Riley, what's his name?
Yes,
the guy
John C. Reilly. Yeah.
That's about my speed.
I think you're more like young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Yeah. You're blue and you
Yeah, that's
Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper is spending his time in quarantine.
Wow.
Tap dancing with his family. He takes an online class in the backyard.
Duper.
Yep.
Wow. School's out for him, then. That is it.
It is.
Well, listen, he was a freak show from the start, you know.
He was one of those
scary, like killing chickens on stage.
Did he really? He seems so normal now.
I think it was all an act. He figured out how to get the kids in the stands.
Yeah, I didn't really
like
that.
By being Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't have worked, his real name. It wouldn't have been as big.
Is Alice Cooper his real name?
No.
What's his real name?
I don't know.
I want to look it up.
But it's not Alice Cooper.
See you later. Okay.
You go to Google Land and figure that out.
It's Vincent Damon Furnier.
Not a rock star name.
Vinny.
Hey, Vinny.
Vinny Furnier. Not a rock star. Alice Cooper, rock star. 80s.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
More 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today, Kristen G. from Walpole. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
So LBF says that when she was a girl in the 80s, she had posters of Michael Jackson on her wall. Who did you have?
Danzig.
Wow. Danzig. She was a rocker.
Who's Danzig?
That was like a rock band.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Wow. Kristen, rock.
My first boyfriend was from Walpole, though.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, Kristen.
We have that in common.
Yeah. Kristen rocks. I love it. Danzig. That's like a German big hair band, I think.
Really?
I think so. Right?
I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, Kristen. You ready to play Super Smart?
I am.
All right, you have a shot at $1,000 if you get them all right. I'm not sure if this is going to make you feel better or worse, but Brian Bell got all 10 already. Okay?
Today?
So today, if you're as smart as Brian Bell, you could win $1,000.
Oh, that'd be great.
For whom the bell tolls.
All right, the
let's
pressure.
Find out.
Wow, really?
Wow.
Ramping it up.
Yeah, Brian Bell got him. All right, Kristen, here you go. If you're not sure, say pass. We'll get back to it. You ready?
Ready.
Boom.
How many sides does a rectangle have?
Four.
What country borders the north of the United States?
Canada.
What year did Survivor premiere, 98, 99, or 2000?
98.
What morning show did Katie Couric co-host? What is the name of Doc Brown's dog in Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Who is the female lead singer for the Eurythmics?
Jenny Leonard.
What bird lays its eggs in other birds' nests? How often are brain cells replaced? What character is best known for their phrase, "What's up, Doc?"
Bugs Bunny.
Who is JFK's wife?
Pass.
Oh,
ran
man.
Out of time.
Out of time.
Okay. I couldn't think of the last one. I knew it.
You know it was Jackie, right? You know Jackie.
Yes, I knew that. I did know that, yes.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
That does. I know when you know it, but you can't say it. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
I know things and I can't say them, Bob, too. It happens to me all the time.
Settle down. Simmer down. Oh, boy. Right now. Hey, Kristen, you got five right, okay?
There was only five. Okay.
Yeah. Here's what you missed.
Okay, Survivor premiered in 2000. The morning show that Katie Couric co-hosted, the Today Show.
I think you said GMA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The name of Doc Brown's dog in Back to the Future was Einstein.
What did you say, Lassie?
I think she just passed.
I said pass.
Oh, I thought you said Lassie.
How often are brain cells replaced? Never.
Never.
This is as smart as you're going to get.
Yep.
Brian, that is just not
ouch.
Necessary.
Good I'm Lord. Kidding, Chris.
Yes, Kristen, I'm sorry. On behalf of the whole show, I apologize.
Oh, my God.
If you're smart, you'll hang on.
Yeah, right. Okay. It was a tough one. A couple of tricky
Well,
questions.
It was my fault. I let her know that Brian got them all.
I know. You
an unrealistic expectations.
Belichick. Belichick.
Even if Brian Bell. No, kid.
I have a brain full of useless knowledge, and that's it.
Really true.
All right, Kristen, we're going to send you a WROR T-shirt you can wear proudly this summer, okay?
I will.
All right.
You hang on. Don't go anywhere because we won't ask you your size in public. We don't do that.
We don't?
No, we can't.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that HIPAA?
Yeah, my hip is a size large.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, okay, LBF, what do you got coming up?
Well, I have, what if Tom Brady's was stretched 20 inches and is now for sale?
Okay. 20 inches more than anybody else has. Okay. All right. Tom, what do you got, Brian Bell?
What do you have, Brian Bell?
Yeah, what do you have?
Take that.
Well,
and rewind it back.
Okay. I've got something that's coming back that could make people very happy.
Okay.
It went away a couple of years ago. And
not
now
Tom Brady.
Not Tom Brady or anything that's 20 inches longer now.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Okay. You guys want to go to a concert tonight?
Sure.
When's the last time you went to a concert?
Like a real one?
Like a real concert.
Oh, God, I can't even remember.
At Fenway Park.
Oh.
Yeah?
I can't. Yeah. James
Billy
Taylor?
Joel.
Yeah.
How about if I tell you there's going to be a concert at Fenway Park tonight? It goes to you. You don't have to go to it.
That's how I like a concert.
Right. That's it. All right. Go, LBF.
Okay, so what of Tom Brady's was stretched 20 inches and now is for sale? Well, that would be his Cadillac Escalade. His 2018 ESV is on the market. It was stretched 20 inches and is called a mobile office. The inside includes a 32-inch flat-screen TV, reclining seats. The listing price, though? $300,000 are the best offer.
Okay, how many miles are on it?
Yeah, kick the tire. But that's used, so that's the used price.
That's the used price.
I wonder
price.
What he had.
Can you imagine?
That's the used price.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Now, he used that from Brookline to Foxborough? I guess so.
Wow. Just, you know what, more money than brains. That's what my grandmother used to say.
No. There's a point where you got more money than you know what to do with.
And so you don't even need brains. On this stuff.
Right.
Somebody else is going to buy it. I feel as though, Tom, if you're listening, you should donate the proceeds to charity.
Maybe he will.
I will. I would hope so.
Ye of little faith. Ye of little faith.
Yeah. Have you met me?
Yeah, we've met.
Zero.
Yeah. Okay. Here I am, Mr. Naive, thinking, maybe he'll just...
I don't know. But we'll hope so. But if you have the money, you have the means, then you can purchase it.
Where do you find this thing? Auto Trader? What is this?
It's on cars.com. It's someplace.
Google it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no. If you're listening and you're thinking about buying it, call us.
Yeah. We'll need some money.
We'll give you the info.
We'll find you for you.
Yeah. Hey, a classic is coming back, maybe even as soon as next week, back on shelves. Necco, the original candy wafer.
The original lousy candy.
LBF.
Yes?
You didn't appreciate it when it was around. Now it's gone. You're gonna
none. No,
maybe it'll taste
maybe
better.
It's not gonna
sandy dirt.
I mean,
dirt.
And Necco wafer competing with a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Oh no! It knows its limitations.
Okay, a Necco wafer competing with Fun Dip.
Fun Dip.
It's not.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a competition, LBF.
Yeah, why is everything?
Yeah, why?
I always like my candy to compete.
Why can't you just have a
Necco? Call it a day.
Yeah.
Well, would I rather have Reese's or a, yeah? It's never going to win.
Anyway, as I was saying,
go for it.
So Necco, the company, shut down a couple of years.
Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
I wanted to explain why things are off the rails.
Yeah, 2 years ago, Necco shut down and they auctioned off the equipment, and Spangler Candy Company bought the Necco recipe and equipment. There's a little shop that bought the Skybar stuff, a different place.
Yeah.
Starting in June this year, next week, they will be back on shelves. Look for the Necco wafer in their original all-time 8 favorite flavors: lemon, lime, orange, clove, cinnamon, wintergreen, licorice, and chocolate.
Fun fact.
Back out there.
Yeah. Spangler Candy also makes the world's worst lollipop, Dum Dums.
The good thing about a Dum Dum, they're
very
small.
They're very small. Yeah.
Little commitment.
Yeah, that's true.
Stays horrible. That's why we make them so small.
Right, exactly.
Okay, yeah, you're the Dum Dum eating.
All right, well, fine. There you go.
Good job, Necco wafer. Good job, Brian.
They'll be choking their dust.
All right, you guys want to go to a concert tonight?
All right.
Good luck selling it to LBF.
I know.
Oh, they also make Smarties.
Oh, love Smarties.
Everything with it.
Love Smarties.
All right. 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah?
You don't have to go to it. It's coming to you. I'm talking about these guys. They're shipping up to Fenway Park tonight. 6 o'clock. Go to dropkickmurphys.com, and you can see the guys at Fenway without an audience. And they proved on St. Patrick's Day they don't need one.
Right.
They rocked it out. It was great. Great, great, great. So have some cocktails. 6 o'clock tonight. Check out Dropkick Murphys. By the way, special guest for their show called Screaming Out of Fenway, Bruce Springsteen is
going to... Oh, you buried the lead.
Nice.
I did bury the lead there
today.
Yeah,
you buried the lead.
I know. But anyway, the boss is going to chime in. Now, look, you can make a donation. They're going to be asking for that during the show, and it's for the Boston Resiliency Fund, Habitat for Humanity, and Feeding America. So there you go, dropkickmurphys.com. Free and fun, but they would like a donation if you can spare it.
Okay, good enough.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool to see the old ballpark.
I know it, right? Right there. Where do they play second base? Right up?
I don't know how they've got this one set up, but I saw they already had the drop kicks in the grass.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Very cool. All right, 6 o'clock, enjoy. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Ladies, find a guy who says this. every little thing she does is magic.
They say it in the beginning. But then...
the magic disappears?
Then, yes. There are no more rabbits out of hats.
No, it's every little thing she does. It just changes the
yeah.
way you do that.
It's
all
nice,
right.
though.
It's nice
while
it's
yes, well, nice
start. There you go. It's 8:44. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And I walked in the studio yesterday after the show. Brian was playing this song, and I said, "What the heck is that?" And you guys looked at me like there was something wrong.
Well, we're like, always looking at you like that. But this was a little bit like, you know.
You guys were digging this, and I said, no.
Well, it combines two things that I like.
Which is?
The Eagles.
Okay.
And Doja Cat.
Yeah, which I don't know what a Doja Cat is.
Well, she's a lady who sings.
Okay.
Yes, not on this station.
Not on this station. Her name is Doja Cat.
Yeah, it's what like the kids listen to. You know, you got to be relevant.
Yeah. Okay. No, I get it.
But, you know,
it.
Like when they mix it with something that, like, I understand, it's even better.
Okay. So you guys were rocking off to this thing here,
okay,
right?
Ready?
Okay, here it is.
That's a good beat.
Yeah.
No, that's driving in the summer.
It sounds very familiar to me. Tell this. On a dark desert highway,
cool wind in my
hair. What is this?
It's Hotel California, dance mix version.
It's the Dead Cat version.
I saw a shimmering light.
Was
no?
it Dead Cat or Doja Cat?
Doja.
Okay.
Dead Cat. Okay, Dad.
What is this?
What are you listening to? It's just a fun remix.
They speed up his voice.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
So he sounds younger. He sounds like Charlie Puth now.
Yeah, he does.
That's pretty quick.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of cool that they reimagined this song to a disco beat?
Well, Brian said it best.
Well, yeah, I mean, this song, it needed a little updating anyway,
yeah,
right? I mean, that song.
Yeah,
it's like an old kitchen.
I didn't know the Hotel California had an old kitchen.
Yeah, it does. They're like, ugh.
Wow.
It's a great song, but it's just like, it's just hearing it in a different way is kind of fun.
You guys liked it.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know what fun is, Bob.
Yeah, I remember fun. All right, change my mind. I don't know. I'm just not sure because it sounds a lot like this song. All they did was sample this, right? Good times.
Yeah. And Blondie sampled that, too.
Yeah.
So it's a good song to sample.
They were good times.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Right? Yeah, right? This is a good song, too, though.
Yeah, yeah right?
Right?
Good times.
It really does sound
Clams
like
Clams on the half shell.
It does.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
She's totally
That's what
right.
She's just sampling. It's
I guess.
Yeah.
It's the beat, right?
Yeah.
It's the downbeat.
It's the dominant beat there.
Yeah.
Right
Bob
there.
Was talking about
How
dominant
to mix.
Yeah. Mixing. And
yeah.
I totally forgot he was a DJ.
I am a DJ.
I was like, wow, you do this for a living? I forgot.
Yeah, before, you know.
Oh, my God.
I was
he knows about music.
I was a club DJ. Mm-hmm. I did that. So anyway,
Not sold?
I'm not sold. You guys enjoy that.
Okay, but you'll be in the other room listening I don't know.
He'll be in the other room doing the crossword.
Oh, okay.
I'll listen to the Eagles.
He'll listen to that when hell freezes over.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Man.
You got to take it easy.
Change my mind.
See what I did there, Bob Bronson joke?
Dad joke. I love it.
Wow.
Man, you're coming around.
Oh, it's awful. It's like a disease.
Yeah. That's right. There's no cure. There's no cure.
Wow.
You know what? Though the only side effect.
Oh, please, God, no.
You live longer and you laugh more.
Okay,
so
all right.
Right?
But I'll be telling these jokes, which will make everybody around me want to die.
Yep. All right.
I can't tell you why.
Oh boy.
All right. I think you took it to the limit right there.
Oh, no.
I think you took it right to the limit.
This is awful.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
More at WROR.com.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:54. Every day about this time, the past week, we've been featuring a different restaurant in the area every day because it's our little way. We know it's just a little way of helping out these restaurants that are open during, you know, our shutdown, for lack of a better term. So we've been asking managers of restaurants, owners, people who, you know, position of authority.
Yep.
To tell us about your restaurant so we can put the spotlight on it. So today, let's go to the North End.
Let's, can we please?
Let's go to the North End.
We'll go to Cantina Italiana.
Oh, I like it.
They're going to make you an arancini you can't refuse.
Oh, my God.
And why would you?
No, I'm good. I'll take it. No, you can't refuse.
He'll chase you around with an orange in his mouth. Yeah, manja.
Yes, yes. See, I like it. Cantina Italiana since 1931. Think about that.
You'll leave the gun and take the cannoli.
Capone,
but they have this great...
I think Capone was still around in 1931,
wasn't
he?
I think maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's how long they've been around. That's
amazing.
Well,
that's good food.
Tell me about it.
You know what they're doing.
Okay, tell me about it.
They have curbside pickup and delivery. I think it's at 3, starts at 3 o'clock.
Are they on Hanover?
They're right on Hanover Street.
Nice. Yep.
I mean, the...
Parking's no problem.
Right now. They have everything. They've got, you know, obviously the best kind of appetizers, which is arancini, which is that rice ball filled with beef bolognese and cheese, Parmesan truffle fries.
Oh, my God.
Shrimp scampi.
They even have pizza.
They have pizza, like the prosciutto pizza. Like, oh, my God.
I know.
That's thin. So sliced, so thin you can see through it.
Oh,
my God. And then the pasta, pappardelle a la pomodoro for, like, the people who don't want to go crazy.
Yeah, it's a
but
tomato.
Then you've got the lasagna, the gnocchi. Mm. Oh, my God, gnocchi. I'm literally, like,
you
my
are,
mouth is watering. You,
it is. Get her a napkin, Brian.
Yes.
Yeah, my goodness.
Oh, my God. They got Sunday ragu available on Saturday and Sundays,
so isn't that
which
cool?
is boneless beef short ribs, meatballs, and sweet Italian sausage, slow braised in tomatoes and served with a... Bombalotti pasta.
Jeez. You make it sound really good.
That's for real. Okay. That's not ragu out of a
no,
jar.
No, that's not. That's right. Not your mom's spaghetti.
That ain't your mom's spaghetti. Anthony! He's going to run right past mom's house.
Oh, they have cannolis and tiramisu, too.
Ooh, nice.
Finish it off. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I will. No problem.
We can get in our way.
Okay. Well, I think we're sold.
Yeah, good.
Anyway, hey, look, just so you know, we do this for free. It's free advertising for our friends. I know the business department might not like that, but we want to support all the local mom pops.
Yeah,
they've been around and they're struggling right now to stay open, keep business coming. So if you're in the area, go check out Cantina Italiana. Also go to WROR.com. Featured restaurant. I see a bunch of restaurants that have listed up, and they're all doing great deals.
I've had some people text me and ask about it, so there's definitely interest.
This sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. If you are a restaurant manager, owner, you want to participate, it's free. Like we said, go to WROR.com/local. Tell us about it there, and we'll see if you're our next featured restaurant of the day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.